We're on item number six, the comptroller, an updated information report on the 2012 third quarter fiscal report. It is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning again. Scott Mansky, comptroller. This is intended just as an update to our 2012 fiscal status. The update is based upon what we knew as of the third quarter from reports from department and updating that for any new information that we have received. For 2012, we're in the process of closing our books right now, so we're going through and doing break-evens in departments and fringe benefits and seeing where all of our costs are at. In the previous report to you in December, we had a projection of an $8.7 million surplus. We're reducing the projection down to $7 million. The reason for that is the inclusion of the 2011 furlough payments in that dollar amount of $1.4 million, and that's for 2011 and for a payment of overtime and also for interest. We're hoping to get that payment out in February to people so as to stop the interest. We needed to get our payroll taxes and that and the new year started before we made that payment. So the update is around $7 million, and we'll continue to update the committee each month, each time that you meet. One of the new ordinances requires that the comptroller inform you on a monthly basis of where the status of the county status is on a monthly basis. So we'll continue to update you on where 2012 is, and we'll begin telling you where 2013 is at also. So you'll be seeing those. The way that we'll intend to do that is intend to get an intensive update from departments on a quarterly basis, and then we'll use those quarterly updates to give you monthly changes and what's being made available. That's all I have to report.
Supervisor Drizzt.
First of all, I am going to move that we place this on file, so I'll make that motion. A couple of questions, starting with the Department of Family Care, the CMO. You're reflecting a projected deficit of 1,385,000. It's my understanding that that CMO has its own contingency fund, so I'm wondering why that's being reflected in our report as a deficit from Waukee County.
What we do is we indicate that we have a deficit, and then we put a line right beneath it in the report that indicates that we're going to get a contribution from the reserve.
So that's a wash.
Yep, so that's a wash. So they have they have covered all of their reserve amounts that they have, and they have approximately an additional $10 million beyond what the state requires them to have, so that these amounts will be able to come out of that reserve requirement.
The sheriff's office is running one of the largest deficits. I'm wondering, we have a proposal before us to take the electronic monitoring out of the sheriff's budget, put it into contingency. Does this deficit already include that action, the report?
I am not sure if it does include that or not. So,
Mr. Campbell says it does not.
That is correct. It does not.
Okay, so then I should be concluding from that the sheriff who's refused to do electronic monitoring and spend the money that this board put in the budget is going to be running an even larger deficit after assuming we approve that, correct?
If he does not implement EMR, the $600,000 would go unspent. So you can't really make that judgment at this point. He's reflecting 2012 third quarter actuals. This transfer relates to the EMR, and should the sheriff not spend it, if the sheriff does not spend those proceeds, you don't really know if he's going to spend them or not for EMR at this point in time. So you can't really add or subtract that to the projected third quarter results.
Well, I'm going to speculate he's not going to spend it. So. And then the other question is on 9,000. And we've got Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, which is all grouped into 9,000. With respect to that deficit, is that basically reflecting the parks deficit?
That's basically the parks, and we'll clear up that definition there. That's just the Department of Parks, so I apologize for that there. And they're actually at the present time projecting that they will break even by the end of the year now.
Okay.
So.
You know, I've long suggested that the Parks Department, as it exists in Waukee County, strictly runs parks. We then have a number of cultures which really have no director. And I just think when we have cultures, we should break that out. And specifically, you do, for example, the zoo, you specifically state what their concern is. And I guess from that, I'm drawing a conclusion that there are no other cultures causing a deficit within Milwaukee County. And that probably is true because we basically control that through our budget and they do separate budgeting.
That would be correct because we just provide an amount to all of the other cultural institutions.
So I think that's the end of my questions, and I did make a motion to place them on.
Any further discussion? If not, will you take the roll on Fred's motion?
The motion for receive and place on file, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Joseph.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved and a vote of 9-0.